is 99.7 FM Berryville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police still looking for the gunman in the shooting of activist Charlie Kirk. The FBI has released photos of the man they think was responsible and video showing a man running on the roof of a campus building and jumping off after the single gunshot was fired. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the aftermath.
Amid outrage over graphic videos online, TikTok now vowing to remove images of Kirk's shooting. While in Arizona, Charlie Kirk's widow returning home with her husband's body, escorted by Vice President J.D. Vance, who described Kirk as a true friend.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits has jumped to the highest level in nearly 4 years. Consumer prices up nearly 3% from last year at this time. Mortgage rates, however, dropping in anticipation of an interest rate cut next week. France has deployed fighter jets to Poland, the UK announcing new sanctions against Russia following the deployment of those drones over Polish airspace earlier this week. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The White House has approved Wisconsin flood relief funding. President Donald Trump announced the $29.8 million on his social media platform Thursday afternoon. Current estimates of damage are at $33 million, but that could go higher as FEMA teams continue their assessment this week. Legislation that would require state employees to return to in-office work passes the state assembly. The bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nadwoski, says the Evers administration has failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the COVID pandemic. And Janesville is the winner of the statewide 2025 Best Tasting Tap Water Competition. Janesville won the People's Choice Award for Best Tasting Drinking Water at the American Water Works Association National Conference in Las Vegas in 2024 and will represent Wisconsin at the 2026 conference in Washington, D.C.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 52.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM 703 with Phil Collins on Max FM.
Just trust in the good time, no matter how long it takes. The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Why is that?
It's National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
National Chocolate Milkshake Day today.
It's National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Let's celebrate.
I'm taking you out for Frosty Chocolate Milkshake.
Go out for a round of Frosty Chocolate
Milkshake. Frosty Chocolate Milkshakes.
Alrighty.
The sweet, creamy goodness of chocolate milkshakes.
Chocolate milkshake.
Showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. We do have a little patchy fog hanging around this morning, gradually clearing up to become partly sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low of 64. On Saturday morning, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, turning partly sunny with a high of 82. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 62. Sunday, sunny and warm with a high of 85. Currently 51 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Pretty quiet so far in downtown Baraboo. Emily, how are you doing on this Friday morning?
Good morning, Dave. Happy chocolate milkshake day.
Indeed.
I'm doing great, especially after that show opener told me that I should drink chocolate milkshakes today. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean,
I couldn't tell you what a better morning show opener that could be, except for to tell us all, hey, it's Friday. Drink chocolate milkshakes today.
I know. Great. It's a win-win, right? Chocolate milkshakes
right.
on a Friday. And all I'm thinking about is chocolate milkshakes now. And I don't know why that is.
Pretty much.
You know?
I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because they said it 14 times in the show opener by lots of different voices, including Homer and Marge.
Yes. And you heard Bart in there as well. You had the whole Simpson family in there with encouraging us to drink chocolate milkshakes today. So, yes, indeed, go try those out today. Something that's always very tasty as well. And we are happy because we saw a Packers victory last night over the Commanders. And, you know, the game started out a little rough, but we did see that game through to completion with the Packers victory. So excited about that. Haviland, I'll break that down. About 8:35 this morning.
All right. It was a good one. I didn't see the whole game as per normal. I get a little antsy. Don't sit in front of the TV that long usually. But I did see the first, quarter and a half. And it looked pretty solid at that moment. So I felt okay to walk away and do some other things. But my husband pointed out that it was a call out to everybody to wear their white garments to kind of go with the uniforms. And
yes.
The crowd looked really cool. I do have to say the drone shots. I was like, whoa, that's just not how the crowd usually looks at Leon Bowes. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, no, it was kind of fun. And we will talk about one of the injuries sustained last night with Jaden Reed. That did not look good. So we'll talk about that as well. And so the Packers are going to definitely have a little bit of work ahead of them, but they'll have the weekend off. It's going to be weird. No Packer game on Sunday. The NASCAR race is Saturday night in Bristol. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do Sunday. I'm actually have to talk to my wife or something.
Oh, you talk to your wife all the time because she's wonderful. How can you not?
Right.
But yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's kind of a Sunday off during football season, if people are those kind of fans in terms of like all day watching or even just always watching the Packer game, a Sunday off kind of feels like, you know, in a weird way, like a day off work, and that you have the whole day that you have no commitment to do anything, right? Because you're used to having something on a Sunday. So it's kind of nice. I would have to say, like, make something special. Maybe you should, like, you know, take her out to lunch
something. Yeah, I'm not going to be too big a smart aleck because I don't want to get myself into too much trouble. Like, this family in Pittsburgh, New York is dealing with a porch pirate. And I watch this video and I'm just amazed because this porch pirate is a raccoon porch pirate who stole a large package from their front step, Emily.
Oh, my goodness. This does not surprise me. I've seen raccoons hard at work camping, and they are incredible creatures in what they can do. So I'm not super surprised by this. I have not watched the video yet, but I'm going to check it out. But that's the story. Plattsburgh, New York, a raccoon is coming up and stealing stuff from their front stoop. So this box in particular in the video here was a return, which was going to be picked up by FedEx. This area here is it wants us to know that it's up in the northeast corner near the Vermont border. So that kind of gives you an idea of maybe a little more natural habitats for raccoons. I don't know. Raccoons are all over the place, though. They're downtown New York City and Central Park, so whatever.
Right. But they're in Baraboo, too. I mean, we've watched them crawl out of the storm sewers. Now, it wasn't an easy theft, either. The box was left inside a bin. They had a sign alerting FedEx to the hiding place, even, Emily.
That's hilarious. Well, but the raccoon hit the jackpot. Probably thanks to its nose, the box being sent back to Chewy.com contained $93 worth of pet food. That raccoon was like, oh, this is for me, clearly.
Right. And so the theft was caught on doorbell security camera. The camera showed the raccoon coming back over and over again, looking in the bin to see if there were any more packages. So this raccoon was pretty, you know, smart. It's like, is there anything else in here? Oh, nope, not yet.
I love that.
And now Chewy was really cool about it and still issued a full refund. I mean, there is definitely video evidence of this. And raccoons, like you said, they get into everything. I remember hearing stories of friends that are out camping, and raccoons are very crafty, and they're thinking with their nose. I mean, You know, they're kind of like me. Sometimes they got big black eyes in the morning because of sleep things, and then they're hungry, and so then they're trying to figure out where the food is at. I could almost relate to those raccoons this morning.
They also stay up all night, too.
Oh, wait. That's very much a possibility in our world, too.
Well, my goodness. I think we just figured out what your Halloween costume is.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, Lordy. It's a lot better than some of the other things that have been passed around here. I can say that because...
Well, a purple-haired raccoon would be amazing.
Yes.
Let's do it. Yeah. With purple claws.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, in order to have purple claws and purple hair, that means we're going to raise $5,000 for Hope House. And that happens less than 2 weeks away. That's going to be on Thursday, September 25th. Is going to be our Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. That starts at 7 a.m. It goes until approximately 4 p.m. Last year, we went until 5:30 because we had the request still coming in, the donations still coming in. We may even start it a few minutes earlier. I'm in here at 6 in the morning, so we'll see what happens that day. But again, our goal is to raise $5,000. And if we do raise $5,000, that means your morning show host will get their hair colored purple and have purple fingernails. Now, if we raise $4,999, that means we're not doing it. We have to get $5,000 or more. Now, if you want to make a donation ahead of time, you can do that. You can text 608-355-9970 to make arrangements, to drop a check off, write it out to Hope House, and we will get that to Hope House. We've had now two commitments already from a couple of businesses that have donated so far. And we're well short of even being near even halfway. And you and I had talked about if we get to halfway that the whoever's co-hosting that day may have to do some shenanigans as well. So,
you notice I said
co-host, you know.
You must not be talking about me. There might be a bunch of us in the studio that day. I mean, who knows? Everybody's a co-host when we're all in the same group together. Everybody, we'll all have name tags that just say co-host.
Yes.
Because we're co-hosting somebody. But yeah, there might be a bunch of us in the studio that day. I plan on being there for a good chunk of the day. I'm super excited. I love a challenge, especially when it's for a good cause. So, you know, the energy is going to be behind it. It's going to be exciting. But we definitely encourage you, if you're a business owner out there and you know, are a fundraiser kind of supporter, or you sponsor events or things like that, and you haven't, you know, gotten involved in this one yet, strongly encourage you to, you know, do a gift here for this one. It's for a great cause. We'll definitely thank you on the radio. You know, this is really near and dear to our hearts, and I think probably the majority of people out there who know someone who's experienced domestic or sexual violence in the home or outside the home or in their life. And this is, we need to be able to support the organizations that are helping folks out there that are going through something like that. So we definitely need to be part of this. So we encourage you to come and donate early. You know, we encourage you to donate that day. Listen to the radio. I mean, we're going to make it real hard for you not to call in and do a request,
because
it's going to be super fun.
And so we figured out to make a request, it's just going to be $5. So we're making it super easy. So $5 gets your request on the air that day, $10 for a dedication, and $25 to bump whatever song is on. Those are the minimum requested donations. You can obviously exceed that as well. And that's why we're talking about this now. We want to get the word out there. If you're a local business that's interested in helping either sponsor this or to make a donation, you can email dave@max.fm. And we will get the arrangements made, or you can also text 608-355-9970. If we hit the halfway goal by next week, we will come up with something for the co-host to do during that request-a-thon.
Are you talking about yourself again?
I said co-host.
I know. You are my co-host.
Oh, boy.
Duh. Everyone knows that.
Ah, crud. I was trying to get myself out of
that. You're not
getting
anywhere with that one. But
no.
Basically, what that is just a general term for both of us. So I think what you did is just throw us both into this. So
I think
whatever it is. So the halfway mark, now we're looking to get to $2,500
by $2,500 by next Friday. Because that gives us enough time to make the plans. We've got a week from today. So if we're at that halfway point to start the day, so you're going to be here that day. I'm going to be here that day. Wendy's going to be here that day as well. We've had a couple of ideas that are passed back and forth. Some of them are would be rather uncomfortable for myself. That's all I'm going to say. But, you know, it's for a good cause, so I'm willing to do it. So all I'm going to give a hint is Ace Ventura. We'll just give it that. There's a good hint right there. There's some funny.
Oh, my.
Yes. So I'll give you that hint.
See, I know nothing about this. Once again, there's all kinds of things that are developing outside of my knowledge.
This. No, we talked about this. I'm going to message you privately and remind you. And you're going to be like, all right, Dave, for the second time this week, you were right again.
Dave, but, when you message me at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm still asleep. So I don't think we did.
Yeah,
but
we did during the morning show.
You know what? I'm open. I'm down for whatever. We'll do all the things. You know, $2,500 is a lot of money. I know we've gotten some donations already. One I'm familiar with for sure is Baraboo State Bank. Thank you again to them. They are always in such support of our radio station and our morning show, but also, you know, obviously the things that we are trying to promote on the morning show, be it fundraisers and movements like this. So, you know, $2,500 is a lot of money to get to next Friday. But if you are a business that is kind of in the business of being a supporter of local fundraisers and local charities, you know, $2,500 is a lot of money. But that could be a handful of small businesses, handful of medium-sized businesses doing a few hundred bucks, and that's done. So I know that's a lot of money, and I understand I'm a small business owner, but, you know, it's a, you know, strength in numbers kind of thing here. So I think we can do that. I love a good challenge, so I'm going to be starting to get a little pushy here for the money for this event because I'm excited to be part of it. I really am.
So, and I did text you and reminded you what the ideas were that came in, so...
Great. That's well, I heard the ding dong, yep, which means Dave's texting because it's a special messenger line that goes ding dong, which means it's Dave.
I love it. Oh, that's
I got this. Okay, you did talk to me about this. I'm not going to say anything more. I just, the Ace Ventura reference, it was just.
Yeah, see, I knew you had to think about it a little bit. So it's kind of
funny.
Oh,
my. We need to get back to the music.
Oh, yes,
this
we
is
do.
More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Goodness, we are so wrapped up in this fundraiser. That's a good thing to spend your time and energy on. But we're going to get back to the music and all the other messaging from our sponsors and everyone else out there. So we will see you shortly for what? Birthdays and anniversaries, right?
At 7:40, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. Time for a little Steve Winwood, Higher Love on Max FM.
Thank you.
and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:30 on Friday morning. Yes, it's Friday, and you know what that means. We have a big deal of the day. Half off a $20 certificate towards books at Main Street Books in Reedsburg. That certificate is just $10 till 11:59 p.m. tonight. Again, half off a $20 certificate towards books to Main Street Books in Reedsburg. Just $10 over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Coming up, a look at sports and weather right here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to Gambler's Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a drop-off day for a September farm and construction consignment auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, ATVs, UTVs, lawn and garden items, and much more. Next week, on Tuesday, we have our fall firearms drop-off for our firearms auction. The drop-off is Tuesday from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. We're accepting firearms, ammunition, sporting goods, and related items. Also on Tuesday, we have a machinist tool and estate auction near Rockbridge ending at 9 a.m. On Wednesday at 11 a.m., we have a real estate auction for a four-acre property with a single-family home on it near Loganville. On Thursday, the Dewarth boat, skid steer, tool, and more auction ending at 9 a.m. And then on Friday, a preview day for the Carl F. Stotts & Sons retirement auction. Check our website at GavinBros.com for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to GavinBros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Badgers in Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide for the first time ever in Alabama. Tomorrow morning, they kick off in Tuscaloosa, 11 a.m. Last year, the Badgers lost at home to Bama, 42-10. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickle.
Well, this is one of those ones that I know guys, you know, had circled for many reasons, right? Obviously, the way things went last year, but also for the idea, like, look, there's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the, you know, in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there.
NFL, the Packers are now 2-0 after beating the Commanders last night on Thursday Night Football, 27-18, despite missing two of their starting offensive linemen, Matt LaFleur.
I thought what was pretty impressive is missing two starters, although Jordan Morgan I consider a starter as well. It's tough sledding at times.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight at American Family Field with sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 52.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:41 on Friday, September 12th. We are getting ready to celebrate our celebrity birthdays. If you know anyone that's celebrating a local birthday anniversary for today, tomorrow, or Sunday, you still have a few minutes to text those in, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. For our Friday, September 12th birthdays, we'll start with Sydney Sweeney, is 28. We know her from Euphoria and White Lotus Season 1. Also, RM from BTS is 31, and Kelsey Ballerini is 32, country singer, superstar. Who else do you see on our list today, Emily?
Sure. There's a lot of folks on here I don't know, but there's a couple that I do know. I do know this character, Theon Greyjoy from Game of Thrones. He is played by Alfie Allen, and he's 39 today. Emmy Rossum is 39 also. She played Fiona Gallagher on Shameless. Great show. She was also Christine in the Phantom of the Opera. Big name here, Jennifer Hudson. She's 44. She lost American Idol and went on to be quite famous on her own. So she's pretty awesome. Won Best Supporting Actress for Dreamgirls. Also a super amazing movie. Let's see. Yao Ming is 45, retired 7'6" Chinese center for the Houston Rockets. Let's see. Benjamin McKenzie's 47. He's from Gotham. 2 Chainz is 48, rapper. Busy Bone is 49. He's Bone Thugs and Harmony. These are some good old groups here.
We have Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland, 51. James Fry, 56. Louis C.K., 58. Oh, my. Ben Folds is 59. Biggest hit was the 1997-98 ballad Brick. And he was also put together William Shatner's conscious altering album Has Been. But, and then we want to catch also Nina Blackwood, 70, one of the original MTV VJs.
Oh, yeah, Nina Blackwood. You know, MTV is kind of in the center stage right now, I have to say.
Yes.
You know, the Music Video Awards. Somebody, another VJ, Kennedy, was having a birthday the other day. Good stuff. Linda Gray, though, is 85.
Yes.
She was in Dallas. You don't want to mess around with any of the ladies from Dallas.
Nope.
Just saying.
Sue
they
Ellen
still
Ewing.
Have some street cred. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And we don't normally talk about people who have passed, but this one is somewhat near and dear to my heart. Today would have been Paul Walker's birthday, and he passed away in 2013. Star of the Fast and Furious, who ironically passed away in a car accident. So, that one always hits me hard today. So, that one I was going to mention. But we'll fast forward to tomorrow, September 13th. Lily Reinhart is 29. We know her as Betty on the CW's Riverdale. Neely Horn is 32. Biggest hits include Slow Hands in This Town. Ben Savage is 45. Fred Savage is little brother. We're just going to leave that one alone with. There's some snarky remarks in you. Who else do you see tomorrow, Emily?
Snarky Friday, that's for sure. Fiona Apple, that's a big name from back in the day.
Yes.
Not too far back in the day.
Not too
I guess
far.
In, you know, our young adult days. So, but Fiona's 48 today. She biggest hit. Criminal, great song. Joe Don Rooney's 50, Rascal Flatts superstar. Tyler Perry's 56. Enough said there. Don't need to say much more about Tyler Perry. I think everybody knows that is. Let's see. Michael Johnson, Olympic superstar sprinter, is 58 today. Who else is on here that is fun? Oh, Randy Jones, 73, the original cowboy of the Village People, folks. Macho, macho man. And of course, the YMCA, which I did on roller skates, and most people I know also did on roller skates. The kids still try to do it nowadays. They ask me how the letters are formed with your arms, and I say, go get a pair of roller skates, and I'll show you.
Oh, I want to see you doing that on roller skates.
Oh, I can so do that on roller skates.
Oh,
so do that. I will never lose that talent.
Okay. I see a Max FM video happening here, so.
Sure. Sure.
All right.
Find me a place to go roller skating inside.
It's a great
That's
day
not
building
a thing
in the
anymore.
Lobby.
Oh, right on. There is actually that area in the basement, too. And I walked in, we first looked at the building.
Oh,
I was like, oh, my God,
yes.
this should be for roller skating.
That's what you and I talked about one time.
Right?
All right, we found it. You have to do it. All right.
I'll do it.
All right.
I'm so down. I'll do it in the lobby, too. I don't care. We've
lobby's
already rode
better.
Bikes around the lobby. We rode a tandem in the lobby.
Oh, that's
like, come
right.
On.
The lobby's better because the ceiling is higher. Just saying. If we do it, you aren't going to be able to do it in that other park. The ceiling isn't high enough. So
I'm so going to do it.
I'm rolling video when you do it. I'm not doing it, but I'll roll the video. So
I think
that's a great idea.
In fact, if somebody wants to offer a donation towards the Hope House Radiothon for me to do roller skates in the lobby and do YMCA, I will do that.
Yes.
I will 100% do that. Day of or before that would be even better, but I got to go get myself some roller skates. My ones that I had are kind of out of shape. So, this is fun. I like this challenge. So,
I do too.
Whoever wants it, you know what? You can request YMCA. You can request any song, and I'll do roller skates in the lobby.
All right. Sounds good. And if we raise that enough money ahead of time, and we'll have her do it during the request-a-thon as well.
Yeah.
It'll even be
That's
funnier.
That's what I'm saying.
So, here we go. All right. We do have some breaking news that I do need to get to in just a moment. So we're going to cruise through birthdays super quickly here because I do have breaking news coming across from the Max FM News Center that I'm going to go to in just moments. So I want to wrap up birthdays real quick. Jean Smart, 74, Charlene on Designing Women. Peter Cetera is 81. David Clayton Thomas is 84. And Judith Martin is 87. Barbara Brain is 94. Those are our birthdays for tomorrow. We are going to go through the September 14th birthdays in record time here. Emma Kenny is 26. Darlene's daughter, on Roseanne. Jessica Brown Finley is 36. Lady Sybil in Downton Abbey. Danielle Peck is 47. Who else do you see on our list for tomorrow, Emily?
Nas is 52, one of the greatest MCs of all time, folks. Faith Ford is 61, played Corky on Murphy Brown. Mary Crosby, Dallas. You know what? They said she shot JR. I don't know. I thought that was something that just got left undone. I don't know what happened there. But Sam Neill is 78. Dr. Alan Grant on the Jurassic Park movies. And then I want to just round it out. We don't usually talk about folks that have passed. One of my favorite artists of all time, Miss Amy Winehouse, would have been 42 today. And I miss her and her music every day.
Me too. All right. I do have breaking news that I do need to get to. And right now we are still working on confirmation of this. According to President Trump, he says a suspect in the Kirk killing is in custody. Unconfirmed reports, according to President Trump, that the suspect in the Kirk killing is in custody. They say they think they have him. And that someone very close to the suspect turned him into authorities. So that is breaking news. I've got this from multiple sources. So I've got this from multiple reputable news sources. I had people passing this along to me. So I did want to break in with that real quick before we hop over to our local birthdays. So again,
absolutely.
That is late.
We'll break
news.
In with more as it comes through. Obviously, this is what the beauty of live radio is. I'm seeing that with many reputable sources as well. So and it continues.
Yes, it does. So we are going to go back to our regular programming, but I did want to break in with that because I'm not even sure ABC is going to get to update this stuff that we're going to hear in about 10 minutes. So that's why I wanted to mention it now. All right, to our local birthdays. The one and only Derek Marshall is celebrating a birthday today. His lovely wife, Megan, texted that into our text line this morning. So happy birthday to Derek today. And then we have April celebrating a birthday tomorrow. She's over at 12 Salon. If you happen to see April out and about, make sure you wish her a happy birthday tomorrow. As a reminder, you can always text those birthdays in to us, 608-355-9970. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about how to spot fake AI resumes.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, it's getting a little easier to spot that stuff. So I'll look forward to talking that out.
Sounds good. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. And we are going to hear about our big deal of the day on Max FM. Big
deals. Today's big deal of the day. Main Street Books. Get ready for some back-to-school reading at this downtown Reedsburg gem as they celebrate 17 years. Their bargain card is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the read in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books today. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,000. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for a full disclaimer.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
the green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.
Thank you. Y'all don't.